every day's not Valentine's, but you make it feel like most of the time. When I'm all alone with you, picking up pieces of my life, sometimes there's ones I just can't find, but they found a home with you. Whoa, I'm not afraid to be alone, but being alone is better with you. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa, life is better with you. Whoa, whoa, life is better with you. And when I think about the things that we've been through, I know just one thing is true. Life is better with you. Some days are better than other days, but these days, life is better with you. Some days are better than other days, but these days, life is better with you. Life is better. Tell me what you want, I'll give you all that you need, with my heart and my hand saying please, baby, please, because nobody does that thing you do better than you. And thoughts still swim around in my head of all the words that we ever said. My favorites remain, I love you. Whoa, I'm not afraid to be alone, but being alone is better with you. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa, life is better with you. Whoa, whoa, life is better with you. And when I think about the things that we've been through, I know just one thing is true. Life is better. Every day's not Valentine's, but you make me feel it most of the time with you. You. And all my life I've tried to find the one who makes me feel the way you do. You. Some days are better than other days, but these days, life is better with you. Some days are better than other days, but these days, life is better with you. And when I think about the things that we've been through, I know just one thing is true. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Yes, it is. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Life is better with you.
The 32nd Hillside Festival takes place the weekend of July the 24th to 26th at Guelph Lake. As usual, there is a wonderful program of music, there are fabulous artisans, there's going to be a great children's program, and of course, fabulous food. I always like to have a chance to chat to the artistic director at Hillside, Sam Bichelle, just before the festival, just to get a little bit of feel about some of the artists he's bringing together and why people should definitely be heading out to Guelph Lake this year. So Sam, it's great to talk to you today.
Good to talk to you as well.
So tell us a little bit about this year's program. I'd always like to hear from the artistic director about the people that they're looking forward to seeing at the festival.
This year's program, I mean, you know, as it is every year, it's like a different mix of artists. You know, we always acknowledge our past, so we try to make sure that there's things that some people have, you know, who have performed before at the festival, but then there's a whole ton of new stuff. I'd say there's a slightly higher international component this year. And yeah, there's definitely some, what I would say, personal highlights. I try to book things that appeal to a wide audience taste, so it's not about what I like personally. But there are definitely a few that are like kind of personal favorites, like Michael Franti and Spearhead is a big one. He's an artist that I've been wanting to get to this festival for a long time, like 16 years, in fact. So to finally get him here is really great. Appeals to the Hillside sensibility and the atmosphere and our ethics and values. He's so much about the same thing.
And he's headlining on Friday evening.
Yeah, that's right. He's doing his full show, like a close to 90-minute set, which is a bit, you know, unusual at festivals. But the fact is that he's flying in just to do this. He's actually on a tour, but he's got a little bit of a break. He's not anywhere in the area, so you know he's he's doing a pretty massive tour through the United States, and I think Western Canada, but he's really nowhere near here, and he's coming in to do this, so, but he's going to do like his full show.
So what appeals about Michael Franti? I mean, tell us a little bit about the live performance, because this is someone, I gather, who has an incredible social conscience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, from going back to, like, you know, the first time I ever got exposed to Michael Franti was he happened to be part of this group called the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy in the early 90s. And I saw him open for U2, but they had this song called "Television Is a Drug of the Nation," which actually U2 used to sort of as a soundtrack to the beginning of their Zoo TV show. But I mean, you know, like right from back then, you know, there was definitely something going on that, you know, had to do with social consciousness and political, like social consciousness especially. But right from his albums later on when he formed Spearhead, there's just been like this. The subject matter is so much about, you know, people and rights, and yeah, I mean it's incredibly sensible, and I mean, and the music of course is infectious. I mean, it's incredibly compelling music, and his live shows right from like way back when have been like incredibly powerful and engaging and interactive with the audience. I mean, I remember the first time I saw him, which was like around 2000, which as Michael Franti and Spearhead, there was like nothing like it out there, and it was totally engaging for the audience and interactive.
Well, it's great. I think the idea that he's doing a 90-minute show, as you mentioned, you know, typically at a festival, it's like, what, maybe for a headlining you might get an hour, but usually you wouldn't get more than that. So this is really a coup for Hillside.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, like, I've been trying for so many years. He's incredibly popular. He almost played our festival 15 years ago, actually. And, you know, it didn't work out because something changed. But I've been trying to get him back ever since then. And since then, of course, it's gone from being a little secret that some people know about to actually, like, you know, an artist that has a really strong following. He sells out shows everywhere, you know, and... he's not that easy to get because he's so in demand. But, I mean, he really understands, you know, he really gets what we do. I know that he's really looking forward to it, and so are we.
Now, the Constantines are going to be headlining on Saturday night. They, I think, got back together last year in a meaningful way, and now they're going to be playing the Hillside stage. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, the Constantines, you know, they have a history with this festival that goes back into the early 2000s when they first were starting out. You know, it was a local component. So, you know, they started off on Three Gut Records, which was started by Lisa Moran, who used to be in Guelph, and she's actually worked at the record store I managed, which was Looney Tunes a long time ago. So this real kind of family tree thing going on. And yeah, they almost played last year, but one of their members was away. They were going to, but it would turn out, it didn't work out. So they really wanted to try to do it. And yeah, I mean, people are very excited about it because they have a really great audience here. And I mean, it very much fits our bill. They love it. Our audience loves them. So it'll be great.
And Tony Decker's Great Lakes Swimmers, they're the headliner on Sunday night. They're very popular at the festival. I think his work is something that really is starting to grow in popularity. Can you talk about bringing them to Hillside as headliners on Sunday?
Yeah, that was a decision I made that, you know, they have a new record that's come out. I mean, they have played the festival before. They're, you know, they're another one of these groups that is a bit of a Hillside favorite. And, you know, if you look at the, you know, what's interesting is that if you look at the three closing artists of each night, they are completely different styles of music. You know, Michael Franti and Spearhead is like, you know, hip-hop, funk, you know, that direction, you know, reggae, you know, that it's more in that flavor, and a folk component, like it's all mixed together. It's like pretty major dance music. Then you've got the Constantines, who are a rock band, and then you've got Great Lakes Swimmers, who are kind of like this atmospheric folk with lyrics that are really, you know, beautiful singing, and, you know, has that, it's a whole different thing. So that's why you see the three different types of artists there, you know, for each night. And the Swimmers, I mean, of course, are Hillside favorites. And we thought it was a really suitable thing to have them close the festival on Sunday.
Well, this is the bit where I get to talk about some of the people I'm excited about. I was pretty pleased to see David Francy is coming to Hillside this year. Tell us a bit about what appeals to you about his music.
Well, David is like, you know, a quintessential folk artist. Hillside has never called itself a folk festival, right? But we have folk music. We have all kinds of music. And David, he played the festival once, maybe in 2005 or something like that. And I know David reasonably well. I see him from time to time. And he loved it. He loved being here. You know, this is an artist that plays a lot of folk festivals, you know. And I remember David has always said that, you know, he really appreciated being at Hillside because he loved the diversity of music that was there because it was for all different styles. And you know, he's a fantastic representation of the singer-songwriter from the folk realm.
And the Good Lovelies are coming back this year. They have a new album out, Burn the Plan. It's been getting some really good reviews. Great act at a festival. Tell me what appeals about them.
Yeah, they you know, they made an appearance once before, and you know, this time around, they've got a new record, as you know, and I've seen them perform since then. I think I've seen them perform on the Vinyl Cafe stage tour, you know, with Stuart McLean. And I always thought, you know, I gotta bring them back sometime because people love them here. Like, I mean, this is the thing. These artists have, like, incredibly strong followings. I know that they played a show at the River Run Center, and it was, like, actually too small because they could have sold it twice over. So they did it in the smaller room, I think. And I knew a lot of people that were going. I said, you know, the timing was right for them, so that's why they're here.
And Frazee Ford from the Be Good Tanyas, she's got a great solo album out entitled Indian Ocean. She's going to be playing the main stage at Hillside this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a chat about it, and this is a different sound for Frazee. She's gone in another direction, and in fact, it's really drawn a lot of attention to her. And, you know, it's got more of, it's got horns, and it's got a more of a soul sound to it, you know? And so when she did play the festival before, she played in the tent, and we had a discussion. This is a big band with a horn section and all, so we decided that it should be on the main stage. And then we got her in a workshop with some folks earlier in the day. You know, it's one that's a, you know, vocal-based thing, which will be really interesting. So.
And Jamie Stone's Lomax project are coming. I saw them at Mariposa a couple of weeks ago. They're absolutely fantastic. They have an amazing album out on Borealis. It's one of my favorites of the year so far. It must have been a bit of a coup for you to be able to bring Jamie Stone, noted banjoist, here with this new project.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. I mean, he plays a lot, right? You know, like these days he's been playing all over the place. And so, you know, like we managed to squeeze him in because the schedule is pretty tight. And, you know, and again, he represents a certain style of music. The quality is top notch. I mean, that's the main thing. And he's a fantastic musician, and he's got great players with him. So, yeah, it worked out really well. And so, yeah, he's going to be here for part of the weekend.
And Darren Edens is a name that was given to me a few weeks ago as somebody to watch. He also, I think, plays the banjo amongst other instruments. An interesting guy. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, that artist was turned on to me by my friend and colleague, Shauna Cooper, who brought him to my attention X number of months ago, and somebody that she had seen and worked with. And again, she knows our festival incredibly well. And this is the thing. There's people that I like to say that the artistic committee is at large, you know, because there's people who make recommendations at times. You know, it's like, hey, this is a great artist. And yeah, I checked him out and he was fantastic. So, you know, I think he's going to blow a lot of people away.
So a couple of other people, there's almost too many people to mention, but I want to ask you about the Nels Klein singers, because Nels Klein will be familiar to anybody who knows the work of Wilco. But this is a solo project, right?
Yeah, the Nels Klein singers. I mean, I got to tell you, that was one of the things that, you know, every year there's a couple of things that I really try hard to get that I've been wanting for a while. So this year, three of them happened. You know, one was Michael Franti, and this is one of the other ones. And Nels Klein, I mean, yeah, he's one of the top guitar players in the world. He's ranked within the top 100 guitar players by Rolling Stone magazine. You know, he happens to play for Wilco, but he's He's a virtuoso. He's an experimental player. He performed at the Guelph Jazz Festival for good reason. But the Nels Klein Singers is like this group, four piece of stellar musicians, including Ciro Baptista from New York, the percussionist. So this is going to be pretty off the rails, an incredible performance, which leads into the workshop that he's doing Saturday with the other artist we've been trying to get to a long time, Daniel Lanois. They're doing a workshop together on the main stage on Saturday afternoon. So the combination of these situations, these artists, is kind of a bit of a dream come true, you know, to have them all there. I mean, I think that, you know, the people who know who Nels Klein is are kind of going, wow, he's here, you know, and the people who don't know him will see him will get pretty blown away.
Well, look, it's been great to talk to you. I did want to ask about one more band before we let you go. That's the Henrys, which are an interesting band from Toronto, run by Don Rook. Interesting because they've been together like 25 years, and I think there's only, four or five albums that they produced. Their latest one is Quiet Industry, which features Gregory Hoskins on vocals. I think they normally have guest vocalists. Tell us a little bit about this project and why you're pleased to bring them to Pillside.
Well, you know, I've been in touch with Don off and on over the last 2 years. And this time around, you know, it was like he contacted me and said, hey, I'm doing this album, and it actually turns out that it's with somebody from your home turf, Gregory, you know? And, I mean, you know, he sent me some tracks, and I listened to it, and I went, wow, this is pretty fabulous. And, you know, there's certain artists that you just know are a natural fit for the festival, you know? And he's one of them. And the fact that we've got, like, the guest vocalist is Gregory, and it makes it, you know, that much more special. So, yeah, this was definitely the year for this to happen.
You know, there actually is almost too many people to mention. I want to encourage people to check out, go to hillsidefestival.ca, because one of the things this festival, I think, does better bar anybody is present the information on who is actually going to be there. Great links to the music. You can actually learn a huge amount about the individual artists. And, one of the things I love about this festival, and like a lot of others, is going to a festival not knowing anything about somebody and being absolutely blown away. And that's certainly something that happens on a regular basis at Hillside.
I'm the first person to agree with you that, you know, whatever it is that's in the water or something, that, you know, that this festival over time has just continued to, I think from the beginning, has just been a place, you know, 32 years ago, you know, it's been a place where you have a diverse array of music. It's not just one style or this style. You've got lots of artists, and this year in particular, tons of artists that are new. And that's what we've been doing every year for a long time, you know, that we continue to bring in artists that aren't so familiar. And the fact is that we have this audience that, you know, is a dream audience for us, and especially for the artists, because they walk on stage and they're in advance, they're going, well, the people don't really know who we are. And they get the response that's fantastic. And they put on the test of their lives, and it just inspires everybody. So yeah, I hear you, and you know, I encourage people to go check out the website and see who's playing, just in terms of getting, like, you know, do some research on it and say, hey, this looks interesting. But I tell you, you're gonna land in front of a stage, and you know, wherever you end up, I think, you know, you're gonna enjoy it. So.
Now, I think there are still one or two tickets left. Is that right, if people don't have their tickets
yet?
Yeah,
there's still some tickets kicking around. There's still some weekend passes and separate day sales, but get on it, you know. We're not that far off. People who have never been to Hillside will, it always happens every year, but, you know, it's the whole experience is great, you know. And of course, I say this, and I fully agree, you know, this is the case, is that Hillside is about a lot more than music. It's the whole experience of just being there, you know? It all fits together.
Well, look, it's been great talking to you today. Remember, Hillside Festival takes place the weekend of July the 24th to 26th at Guelph Lake. Fantastic music. There is something there for everybody. There's great spoken word. We haven't had a chance to mention that. The drum and dance, the community workshops, the children's area, and of course the artisans and the fabulous food. There really is something for everyone. Thanks again, Sam, and I look forward to seeing you on the island.
You too. Take care.
Thanks very much.
but you did fight. You went so many rounds, delivered one shot at a time. Don't leave me hanging, don't leave me hanging, drowning in shallow water. Don't leave me hanging, don't leave me hanging, to start it all over again. The forest you planted, the sparks where they landed. It's winter now, it's cold, so finish soon. Your wings drying out, saying hell freezes over, they'll straighten out, just wait it out. Even Sundays, swimming where the current is slow, through your mouth and the way you pronounce. The murmurs, the babbling, wayward character. One brush stroke at a time. Don't leave me hanging, don't leave me hanging, drowning in shallow water. Don't leave me hanging, don't leave me hanging, to start it all
rustles like the fallen leaves. It's hung up there, an empty sack. Can't go forward, can't go back. The constellation streetlights glow, the firmament displayed below. And in the dark, the passing cars describe the arc of shooting stars. And someday it may finally fall. It might get lucky, so say we all. Shift of air, she's blown away to God knows where. And someday it may finally fall. It might get lucky, so say we all. And someday it may finally fall. It might get lucky, so say we all. Thank you.
watching TV. Nothing speaks to me.
Take me.